The St. Bernard's Crusaders clinched a first-ever Dick Nicolai Tournament Championship in girls' basketball in thrilling fashion in front of a packed house at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night, while the McKinleyville Panthers won their second tournament in 3 years after upsetting the Arcata Tigers in the boys' final. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on both championship games in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest on this week's North Coast Section basketball playoffs, news of the weekend league wrestling championships, and all the latest local college basketball. But first up, the biggest local sports event of the year did not disappoint. Last Friday night, the St. Bernard's girls were crowned Dick Nicolai Tournament Champions for the first time in school history after a thrilling come-from-behind win over the Arcata Tigers. The Little Four champs trailed the Big Five champs by as many as 13 points early in the second half, but would rally for a 46-44 win with sophomore guard CJ Figas hitting the game-winning basket as time expired. The Crusaders grew into the game and began to take control in the second half, going on a 22-5 run to open up a 4-point lead late in the game. The Tigers, to their credit, would battle back to tie the game at 44-44 in the final minute, but Figas and the Crusaders would have the final say and won the game in dramatic fashion. Senior Leila Florvilla scored a game-high 21 points in the win, while Figas added 11 points. In the boys' final, the Panthers controlled the tempo for much of the night and held on late for a 57-49 win. The tournament championship is the fourth all-time for the Mac boys and their second in 3 years, after also defeating Arcata in the final 2 years ago. The victory avenged a pair of conference losses to the Tigers, who won this year's Big Five championship with an undefeated run through conference play. But they were unable to carry that momentum into Friday's big showdown, and even Arcata head coach Kellen Maynard admitted afterwards that the Panthers just seemed to want it more. Bodie Douglas scored a game-high 17 points in the win, while teammate Neil Moon finished with 16 points. 2 days later, both teams were included in the NCS postseason field, as expected. In fact, 13 of the 18 HDNL varsity teams qualified for the section postseason tournaments, including three that earned number one seeds in their brackets. The NCS playoffs got underway on Tuesday, and it was a disappointing opening night for the local boys' teams. The Hoopa, Eureka, and Arcata boys all fell at the first hurdle to end their seasons, while the Del Norte boys won their playoff opener to advance to this weekend's quarterfinals. After winning this year's Big Five, the Arcata boys were included in the Division One field for the postseason, but they had to travel to play Alameda, where they lost 73-54. In Division Three action, Eureka traveled to Berkeley and lost 71-43. While in Division 5, the Hoopa boys played at Athenian and lost 62-54. The Del Norte boys, who are seeded number 3 in Division 5, welcomed number 14 Justin Siena to Crescent City and won 43-34. The win sets up a quarterfinal meeting with number 11 Sonoma Valley on Friday night at 7 p.m. in Crescent City. In NCS girls action on Tuesday, Fortuna and Eureka successfully navigated their playoff openers, but Big 5 champions Arcata lost 48-41 at home to Montgomery in Division 1 action. The Loggers were also included in the Division 1 field and are seeded number 4. The Eureka girls beat Washington 39-36 in their opener and will host their quarterfinal on Friday night against number 5 California. The most impressive showing of the opening night for the HDNL came from the Fortuna girls, who traveled to Kelseyville and won their Division 3 game 47-29 with one of their most complete performances of the season. The number 6 seeded Huskies will play their quarterfinal at number 3 Middletown, also on Friday night. The playoff action continued on Wednesday night with three more local teams playing, including a doubleheader of games at McKinleyville High School. Just 5 days after their big Nicolai tournament win, the McKinleyville boys lost their NCS opener against Marin Catholic 61-58, but later in the evening, the McKinleyville girls won a close showdown against Heritage 49-45. The Hoopa girls also won their playoff opener, beating Tamil Pius 61-49, giving the HDNL girls 4 wins in 5 opening round playoff games. 3 more HDNL teams will open their playoffs this weekend, all three of whom received the top seeds in a first-round bye in their brackets. The St. Bernard's girls are seeded number 1 in Division 3 and will host number 8 San Domenico on Friday night at 7, while the Ferndale girls were handed the top seed in Division 6 and will open at home against number 8 Victory Christian Academy on Saturday night at 7. Also on Saturday night at 7, the St. Bernard's boys, who are seeded number 1 in Division 6, will open their playoffs against either San Francisco Waldorf or Round Valley. In local high school wrestling, meanwhile, the Del Norte boys and Arcata girls teams were crowned HDNL champions after strong showings for both at Saturday's tournament at Arcata High School. The Warriors claimed 5 of the 14 individual boys' titles, including wins for standout seniors Curtis Bartley and Colton Shad, who were named the tournament most outstanding lower and upper weight wrestlers, respectively. In girls action, the Tigers won 6 of the 13 individual titles on their way to the title. Del Norte's Ali Bartley and Carly Dodson were named the most outstanding lower and upper weight wrestlers for the girls. And finally this week, in local college basketball, the College of the Redwoods men's team clinched a 4th Golden Valley Conference championship in 5 seasons with a 94-78 win over Feather River at Seor on Saturday. The Corsairs closed out the regular season with a record of 21-7 overall, and they were 8-2 in the GVC. And they will host a playoff game next week, with the brackets set to be announced on Sunday. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams travelled to play at San Francisco State on Saturday, with the men falling 81-67 and the women winning a 4th straight game, 59-58. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.